Good afternoon. Now, welcome to the Lunchroom, live on Radio Caribbean International and brought to you by Navita Designs, powered by Renault Construction and Industrial Company Limited, live on Radio Caribbean International for Friday, November the 8th. It's day number 312 of 2019, and this is our 173rd airing. And I'm your host, Calix George Jr. Now, in addition to radio, 101.1 and 99.1 FM, you can also follow us live online at our website, rcistlucia.com, and also via Facebook Live. Just search for the official page of Radio Caribbean International, and please like and share that as well with your friends. And on today's menu, for our dish of the day, we'll be taking in a bit of cricket, lovely cricket, with a promotion for the West Indies versus India women's matches happening this weekend at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Ground at Beausejour-Groseillers. And there'll be an opportunity for listeners to win some free tickets to go to those very matches. And I have in studio with me a representative of the St. Lucia National Cricket Association, Mr. Sean Alcindor. He's the first vice president, and he'll be running through that whole weekend of fun with us. And as well, we'll be speaking over the phone with the leader of the opposition in Dominica and political leader of the United Workers Party there, and that is Mr. Lennox Linton, and we'll be doing so after. And of course, we may also get a chance, if we do have the time, to take in that whole discussion about temporary school closures in St. Lucia. At the Lunchroom, we try to offer you food for thought on a broad range of issues, and you too can help us set that menu with your calls, questions, and comments. And our main line number here is 452-3046. That's 452-3046, as well as our WhatsApp number, 724-0008. And if you are still famished, please do remember our De La Cuisine participants, Hardest Hard Restaurant and Bar, Eugenie's Delight, KFC with its finger-licking good options, as well as Bozen's and the Rodney May Marina and Massey Stores, New Dock Road in Vieux-Fort. And a few birthday wishes for November the 8th, going out to the first deputy leader of the St. Lucia Labour Party, Member of Parliament, Dr. Ernest Hilaire. And happy birthday to Miss Chanel Sifle, and also to Miss Luann Chasney. And happy birthday to Dr. Gillian Rigobert. We wish you all a very wonderful celebration as you take in your birthday into the weekend. And of course, if you'd like to send special birthday greetings to anybody out there in Radioland, you can do so via the Lunchroom. Just email us lunchroom@rcistlucia.com. And November the 8th in history, in 392 AD, the Roman Emperor Theodosius declares the Christian religion the state religion of Rome. In 1519, on November the 8th, the first meeting between the Aztec Emperor Montezuma and Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes, and that happened in Tenochtitlan, which is now Mexico City. And in 2016, Republican Donald Trump is elected President of the United States of America, defeating Democrat Hillary Clinton, who received 2.9 million more votes than Mr. Trump. And now we're on to our dish of the day. The Daily Dish is brought to you the kind compliments of our good friends at Taz Plus.
Come get your style. Style. We plus. Have style. Style. Plus. We have styles for inside and outside. Bathroom, kitchen with the best price. We range from colors to size. So anytime you want tile, come down and get tile. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a Christmas. All kind of tiles, cause we are the boss. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a crisscross. All kind of tiles, cause we are the boss.
We are located Lance Road in Castries, Beausejour-Groseillers, and Clark Street in VA4. Telephone number 453-7939. That's telephone number 453-7939.
Tiles Plus.
Serving now, the Daily Dish.
And welcome back to the Lunchroom. I'm your host, Calix George Jr., and sitting right next to me this Friday is the first vice president of the St. Lucia National Cricket Association, and he is Mr. Sean Alcindor. Sean, thank you very much for joining us on the eve of a very exciting weekend, no doubt. West Indies women going up against India.
Correct.
And 2 days of cricket, 2 days lovely of cricket.
Exciting and fun-filled
exhilarating cricket.
And no doubt about it, it'll be even more lovely because we're looking at the Fair Essex playing on the Darren Sammy National Cricket Ground this weekend. Indeed. You want to tell us maybe a little bit about the teams and what you think the outcome is going to be looking like?
Well, I was watching them at practice today, and West Indies does look very impressive. They have some really big hitters. West Indies has been known to have a lot of big hitters amongst their teams. Captain Stephanie Taylor and her women will be ensuring that they do their best to continue to make West Indies proud and to justify the support that St. Lucia especially gave to them during the Women's World Cup last year. Amongst some of the players right now, you have Chanel Henry. Chanel was hitting that ball really well, as well as Shadeen Nation. These are both mainstay batters for the West Indies women. Hayley Matthews is back. And you also have, of course, Captain Stephanie Taylor. She's been very impressive. She was the leading run scorer for the tournament, so the ODI series that just ended Wednesday. So we're hoping that she'll continue her good form and continue to make us all proud.
Now, tell us a little bit about the matches themselves. I think you indicated that there are two matches, I think. Are they 50-over matches?
No. We're playing T20 in St. Lucia. T20s? Yeah, mm-hmm. Two T20s. The first one is tomorrow, Saturday, start time 6 p.m. And the second one, the second T20, is on Sunday, start time 1:30 p.m.
At 1:30 p.m. Now, yeah. There are no longer any St. Lucians on the team, are they? I'm not sure. Are
there aren't any St. Lucians currently on the team.
We used to have a very long record of very early on in West Indies cricket of having St. Lucians.
In women's cricket, we had there was a point where we had a number of St. Lucians: Pamela Alfred, Patsy Felician, Verena Felician, Philippa Thomas Udovic, Nadine George, yeah. Eugenia Gregg. Even more recently, Kiana Joseph. So we've had a tradition of a number of women playing for West Indies. However, at this point in time, we don't have a St. Lucian on the team. And we hope that by continuing to work with Kiana and Zeta and Narissa Crafton, who are our top three currently, that we will, in the near future, we'll get more St. Lucians on the West Indies team.
Do you find the rollover of female players higher than and faster than men in terms of their career span?
Their career span is a little shorter.
Yeah.
And also some of them tend to take some time off to have children, because that is one of the reasons why that's what they say, one of the reasons why God put women on this earth to bear children.
Now, you have some
I'm not sure if everybody will agree with me, right, Maureen?
Maybe not, but you have some promotional stuff for us here. I believe some tickets for both the Saturday and the Sunday matches, and I believe we can allow our callers, for those of you out there who want to actually attend the match, those matches definitely be offering some tickets. And I don't know if you have any questions.
I do, actually,
for us, maybe as to how people can go ahead. And of course, the number is 4523046, 4523046, if you'd like to win yourself a ticket. And what's going to be the first question?
Okay, first question: who is the captain of the West Indies women's team?
Oh, that's an obvious toss-up,
and
right?
And that is a ticket for Saturday's game.
Yeah. So if you'd like to win that right away, you can do so to visit the Darren Sammy National Cricket Ground. Is that for any stand whatsoever, or is it the Johnson Charles stand?
This is the Johnson Charles stand.
Right. And so, of course, if you'd like to win that, you can do so at this point in time. Very simple question.
Not my favorite block either, you know, Canaries. If it was a super block, it would be in the best seats in this.
Well, I think you're showing your prejudice right there, Mr. Alston. No, but it's okay. We'll allow that. So, of course, if you'd like to win yourself a ticket to the cricket, women's cricket, which is happening very soon, tomorrow, and this is for Saturday, the question is, who is the captain of the West Indies women's cricket team? And in fact, I think you mentioned her name twice a little earlier on, so I'm quite surprised that nobody is taking up the opportunity to get that going. It's 4523046. Doesn't look like we will get to anybody winning that, but that's quite a pity, in fact.
Yeah. Now, so we could talk more cricket.
Here we go. Let's go. Good afternoon. And are you calling in about the ticket?
Yes, please. It's Stephanie Taylor.
Stephanie Taylor. Well, that was obviously a tough start for you, and yes, you are the winner of that.
And your name is?
Victor Eugene.
Victor Eugene. Yes. You could pick up your ticket at RCI before they close tonight, if you want.
Can I pass it a while?
Oh, sure, yeah, of course, sure. Anytime you like.
Okay, we'll do, because I'm right in the Le Cleary area.
Tickets
okay.
are in studio, so yeah, you can pick it up. Thank you very much, Mr. Eugene.
Thank you
for calling in. Right, but coming back to the cricket situation, let's get another question out there, because you have quite a number of tickets to give away.
The next question, name four St. Lucians who played for West Indies, and I did name a number of them.
Is this, you're talking about women's cricket?
Women's cricket,
okay,
yeah.
So West Indies,
four women who played for West Indies women's teams.
So the question is, it's a somewhat a tougher question here. No,
I think this person
deserves two tickets if they actually
Well, if they do, I'll give them two tickets to Sunday's game.
So two tickets to Sunday's game that's on from 1 p.m., I do believe. Is it?
No. Sunday's game starts at 1:30 p.m.
1:30 p.m.
Saturday's game starts at 6 p.m.
So this is for, we have a call coming in via our WhatsApp platform here. Good afternoon. And are you calling in about the tickets? Good afternoon. Are we not hearing this individual on WhatsApp? We do have another call coming in. Let's take it from the main line. Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. Are you calling in about winning those two tickets to Sunday's match?
Sure, yeah.
And you've heard the question?
Yeah, what's the question?
Go ahead.
Name four St. Lucians who played for West Indies women's team.
Okay, you have Nadine George.
Nadine George, yes.
You have Verena Felicia.
Mm-hmm.
You have... Elisa Crafton.
Go on.
And you have Eugenia Gregg.
Okay. You have three of the four correct.
You want us to give us another name, caller?
You want to start over?
Yeah, I'll start over.
Go ahead.
Well, you got Nadine
Eugenia
George.
Eugenia Gregg.
Verena Felicia.
Go on.
Nadine George.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And recently, I forget the name, but the name comes going.
It doesn't have to be a St. Lucian either, right?
It has to be a St. Lucian.
Oh, you want to say,
Yeah, it has to be a St. Lucian.
Okay, I didn't realize it was
I named at least seven during the preamble.
Nerissa Crafton?
No.
No, she hasn't played
yet. She hasn't played for West Indies as yet.
Okay, I'll call back.
Okay.
Well, it's still out there for anybody who wants to win two tickets to the match on Sunday, West Indies versus India women's match. We do have a call on our WhatsApp. We're trying to get that up. Not too sure if we have it. But we do have another call coming in from our main line. Good afternoon. And do you have the answer for us here?
Hello.
Good afternoon. And go ahead, please, caller.
Okay. Patrick Felix here. The late Patsy Felicia.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Verena Felicia. Nadine George. And Julieta Herman.
Okay, that is very correct.
And your name, caller?
Hello?
Your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Victor Eugene.
Again?
Oh, but you just called.
All right,
no,
so you...
I heard you
have two tickets for Sunday.
The one for Saturday is for myself. The other one is for my wife and myself.
Okay, all right. So don't call again, Mr. Eugene. All right.
Please try to give somebody else a chance.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. So I think you still have a few more tickets to give away for the Saturday matches.
Yes. So the next question, what time does a Sunday game begin?
I think you still have a few more tickets to give away for the Saturday matches.
Yes. So the next question, what time does a Sunday game begin?
These are very, very easy questions.
What time does the game begin?
Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. And what, you'd like to answer the question for us?
Yeah, the game is at 2:30.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, caller. You have me listening. Next call. Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. Are you answering the question?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
1:30.
That's correct. What is your name?
Kay Armstrong.
Kay Armstrong.
Okay. You can, of course, just pass by Radio Caribbean International today and you can pick up your ticket.
Thank you very much.
And that's okay. for Saturday, right?
That's for Sunday.
For Sunday. Yeah. Oh, okay. For Sunday.
Yeah.
And thank you very much, caller. Now, let's go for the Saturday tickets. I think you still have
Saturday,
two more Saturday tickets.
Okay. The last two questions. How much is a ticket?
How much is a ticket to that? Both matches, either match. On the weekend, a very simple question there if you have been listening. I don't think we mentioned it here, but Marina has been speaking about that all throughout the day. So we have a call coming in. Good afternoon. Welcome to the lunchroom. And are you answering the question? How much is a ticket to this weekend?
$10.
$10. That is correct, caller. Yeah. And what is your name?
My name is Frankie Gustav.
And you've won yourself a ticket to the Saturday match.
No, that's a Sunday.
Another Sunday match. Yeah. Okay. Another Sunday match. So you can, of course, pick up your ticket right here at Radio Caribbean International at Sanssouci. So thank you very much, caller.
No problem. Thanks.
So we have so far three winners. Somebody called in twice and has won.
The last one was actually Saturday.
It was Saturday. Yeah. I thought so, indeed. So, Mr. Gustav, your ticket is for Saturday. And I think
last question.
Have we gone through everything?
There's one more ticket.
Oh, one more ticket to be won, and that's for...
That's for Saturday's game.
Saturday's game. And what is the question, Mr. Alcindor?
What time does Saturday's game begin?
Oh, my.
That's a very simple question.
These are real toss-up and easy questions indeed, callers. So please take the opportunity. The number is 4523046. We have a call coming in. The question, of course, what time does Saturday's game begin? Good afternoon. Do you have the answer for us? That is correct. 6 o'clock,
correct.
Indeed, in the evening. And what is your name, caller? Sorry, what's the first name?
Winston Gillard.
Winston Gillard. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Gillard.
Just come over to RCI and you will be able to pick up your ticket for us. Thank you very, very much.
And of course, we will be expecting many, many more persons out there on the weekend.
As many people as possible, please come out and support the West Indies women. These women have shown a lot of dedication, a lot of fight, a lot of heart. And speaking to a lot of them today, they were like, St. Lucia is their favorite country in the Caribbean, especially to play.
Mm-hmm.
Chanelle Henry said that. Haley Matthews has indicated that.
Why do you think that's the case? What about St. Lucia then? Is it the crowd support?
I think it's the atmosphere that the crowd brings and the ambience of the stadium. St. Lucia, the Darren Sammy Cricket Grounds is one of the most beautiful grounds in the Caribbean.
Indeed.
I'll be honest with you. I've been to a number of them, and Darren Sammy Cricket Grounds is one of the nicest grounds. It might need a little bit of repair, but it has always maintained that its position in the Caribbean. Also, in Kent Crafton, you have one of the best curators in the region. Actually, he's the pitch consultant for West Indies, and he travels throughout the Caribbean consulting on the pitches and how to go about preparing the best pitch. And he's prepared one of the better pitches for the last few months here. And I think our women will get the opportunity to show a lot of their mettle and their worth come Saturday and Sunday. So just come out and support the ladies.
Do you ever think there'll be a time in the distant future, or maybe even in the near future, where women's cricket will be on par with men's cricket?
I'm hoping and praying that it is, because it's an opportunity for a lot of St. Lucian women to get the opportunity to earn a living. I think the base salary might be about $3,000 a month right now. So it's an opportunity for women to earn a decent living. And I hope a lot of our women, St. Lucian women take the opportunity to embrace it. Recently, the SLNCA has embarked on a number of women's programs to try to develop as many young women as possible so that they could get up to that standard and that level.
How's that going in the school system?
We haven't been able to break into the school system as yet. What we've been able to do, I shouldn't say as yet. Last year for the Women's World Cup, we hosted an under-17 women's tournament, which was basically on a district-wide basis. And we had some very good performances from a number of the women. and they were able through that program to transition to some of the senior teams, Choiseul, South Castries, Groseillers, etc. And starting this September, we started an under 15 program, geared at the women. So we try to take them, get them at a younger age, so that because you have to understand that a lot of people fear that ball, that ball coming at you at 100 miles per hour. A lot of people fear it. So to get them out of that fear, you need to start a little earlier. So we started an under 15 program, and it's in collaboration with Cricket West Indies. Cricket West Indies decided to do this under 15 program because of the success that they'd seen with our under 17 program.
Are there any rule differences at all between women's cricket and men's cricket in terms of like the boundaries?
The boundaries are a lot closer. That is one of the obvious
differences.
What else is there?
Pretty much everything is the same. The sense
11
the
players,
stumps, and every,
the yeah. stumps, everything is basically the same. For our net sessions today against for the West Indies women, we had a number of our young female cricketers. Zeta James was there, Narissa Crafton, Malaika Edward, Elizabeth Joseph, amongst others. They were doing some net bowling with the West Indies women.
Right. Good exposure, certainly.
And also Kiana Joseph was there. So it's an opportunity for them to work with the West Indies women. There's this Jamaican bowler who was actually seen in the nets. And he has, from his ability to bowl in the nets, he was picked up by the Jamaica Talawas as a bowler, and now he plays for West Indies.
You think we're going to be seeing that sometime soon? CPL coming on board with its own women's...
The women's T10 tournament was very impressive for the first year, and we hope that in the future it won't be a T10 tournament bowl-off, but it'll be a T20 tournament, so you actually get the chance to see more of the action from the women. For T10, you have to be hitting from the first ball.
Your parting thoughts, especially in terms of your prediction for this weekend, who's going to come out on top?
Well, I'm very biased, so...
We know that.
I'm very, very biased.
Soufre and all that.
Soufre, St. Lucia, West Indies, I'm very biased. So I'm hoping that West Indies can do what they need to do and come out victorious. And we know that St. Lucians tend to support winners. So if we are
a
able
good
to...
Result on
a good result on Saturday
would
certainly mean that... We'd have more people coming out on Sunday. So we're hoping that West Indies will acquit themselves properly tomorrow night, and they'll come out and they'll win.
And there'll be some good excitement on the ground. You're making
and then
sure of that
we're
as well?
We're going to ensure that there's a lot of excitement at the grounds.
Okay.
Okay. Again, thank you so much for having me, Calix and Maureen. And I hope that St. Lucians will take the opportunity to come out and support the women as much as possible.
Sean Alcindor, the first vice president of the St. Lucia National Cricket Association, thank you very much. And, of course, thank you for bringing in a few tickets.
Not a problem.
To make everybody happy out there in Radioland. And that's our dish of the day.
This has been The Daily Dish.
Plus. Plus your styles. We have style. Plus, we have styles for inside and outside. Bathroom, kitchen with the best price. We range from colors to size. So anytime you want tile, come down and get tile. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a Christmas. All kind of tiles, cars, we are the boss. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a crisscross. All kind of tiles, cause we are the boss. We are located Lance Road in Castries, Bosse Jougrosillet and Clark Street in VA4. Telephone number 453-7939. That's telephone number 453-7939. Tiles Plus.
And welcome back to the lunchroom. Thanks for sticking with us at Radio Caribbean International. And we're hoping to get very soon on the line Mr. Lennox Linton. And Mr. Linton, as you know, is going to be fighting to become the Prime Minister of Dominica, his hope indeed. And that is because elections have been called in our sister island, the Commonwealth of Dominica, known as the Nature Isle of the Caribbean, the land of 365 rivers, has an area of about 305 square miles and a population of about 65,000 people. Elections in Dominica have been taking place since 1832. And Dominica elects on a national level a legislature. The House of Assembly has 32 members, 21 members elected for a five-year term in a single-seat constituencies, in single-seat constituencies, and as well, there are 9 appointed senators, as well as the Speaker, who's an ex officio member of the House. And that is Dominica's House of Assembly. And Dominica is a two-party state, which means that there are two dominant political parties with pretty much that's what it is. It was once a three-party state with the presence of the Dominica Freedom Party, that party being led for a very long time. By the first prime minister, first female prime minister in the Caribbean, Dame Eugenia Charles. Of course, the Freedom has no longer existed or fought elections for some time, as it, in fact, sort of eventually, after forming a coalition government with the Dominica Labour Party, it fizzled away. Now, in the last election in Dominica held in 2014, the Dominica Labour Party won 15 of the 21 seats with 57% of that vote. And the United Workers Party won 43% of that seat, of the vote, of the total vote. And they won a total of 6 seats in that last election. There were a total of 41,195 voters going out to vote in that 2014 election. And that's about 57% of the registered voters there. Now, Mr. Lennox Linton is the political leader of Dominica's United Workers Party. And he has served in that position for a number of years. He hails from the northeastern part of Dominica, I do believe. And I believe he's trying to unseat the current prime minister, 47-year-old Roosevelt Skerrett, who has been serving as Prime Minister of Dominica since 2004 and is seeking a fourth term as Prime Minister. And I do believe that we have Mr. Lennox Linton online with us from the Commonwealth of Dominica today. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Calix George Jr., it is.
That's correct. And how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm doing well. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, elections have been called. We saw some pointy pink shoes on stage, and it has been called from December the 6th. We heard you with your own prediction as well. You were a few days off, but we're now in a position of being less than a month away from election day. How would you characterize the campaign environment thus far in Dominica?
The campaign environment has been with us since February of 2019, when the Labour Party, the incumbent party, went out and announced, presented its slate of candidates to the electorate. So the Labour Party has been in campaign mode since February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 9 months. Right. They've been in campaign mode for 9 months. They've been spending a lot of the people's money. They have been hosting overseas engagements like we have never seen before. I don't know of any political party in the Caribbean that has spent money doing political campaign activities in a foreign country for an election here, home at base. But they seem to be spending money like there is no bottom to the pit from which the money is coming from. And we now know that that money is coming from the sale of Dominican passports. So they're using the passport money of the people of Dominica to campaign for an election in a very extravagant, lavish way, handing out bribes, handing out treats, seeking to do a lot of project work that they claim will benefit people just around election time, abusing their incumbency, and believing that the people are, after 20 years, going to fall for that, notwithstanding the situation of hopelessness and despair in which the people find themselves in this struggle, never-ending struggle to survive that just keeps getting harder and harder in Dominica, while the ministers of government and their friends, especially their friends in foreign countries, continue to do well. So yes, Calix, you have a general election that has been called for the 6th of December 2019. People have begun to embrace it as the day on which they save their country. They save their country from what has been going on in the last 20 years that certainly has not worked for the people. It has worked well for Roosevelt Sr. and his friends, but not for the people of Dominica. For example, the people of Dominica have been asking for electoral reforms, reforms to the system in which they elect government of the people, by the people, for the people, to safeguard it from fraud, from illegalities, from irregularities that would taint the result of the poll and defend against cheating or stealing elections. Reforms as simple as ensuring that there is a clean, accurate list of voters and that there are identification cards for voting. Those are the two that the people narrowed down to in that struggle for electoral reform, which also included access to media, it also included campaign finance reform, it also included irregularities to do overseas voting and all of that. It narrowed down to these two demands. Clean the list of voters, issue ID cards for voting. And for 15 years, under the watch of Roosevelt Sr. as Prime Minister, he has fought against the people's right to have those reforms as safeguards for the integrity of their electoral process. So, really and truly, the man who called the elections for December 6, 2019 is really now the chief enemy of free and fair elections in Dominica, having fought against it and having unconstitutionally prevented the Electoral Commission from cleaning the voters' list and issuing ID cards for voting. Now, when you mention the name Roosevelt Skerritt, it comes to you as a citizen of St. Lucia that he's the Prime Minister of Dominica. He attends OECS heads of government meetings. He attends CARICOM heads of government meetings. He's a member as the Finance Minister of the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, et cetera, et cetera. That is what you know on the face of it. We in Dominica know him as I just said, the chief enemy of free and fair elections in our country. We also know him as the man who has privatized over $1 billion of the people's passport money into the corrupt control of himself and his friends. We know him as the head of government who is now facing questions about financial benefits he accepted from a rogue diplomat by the name of Alireza Monfared, who was jailed on November 3rd in Iran for 20 years for stealing
Mr. Linton, before we get
US dollars from the state of Iran.
Right, Mr. Linton, before we even get onto the whole issue of the CBI, before you actually get there, the United Workers Party in Dominica, are you in fact giving an undertaking that you're going to be addressing these types of issues in terms of electoral reform, campaign finance reform?
Absolutely. This will be the last election that Dominica will have without electoral reform, because with or without reform, we are going to win the election and we're going to do what is right by the people as a matter of priority. We will ensure that the Electoral Commission does the work of reform in Dominica. They will be so empowered and resourced to get that done under our watching governance. Remember, we political parties do not conduct elections. The Constitution gives that sacred responsibility to an independent body, an independent electoral management body, in our case called the Electoral Commission, which Mr. Skerritt has prevented from doing its work for 15 years as the Prime Minister of the country. So you're looking at a man who has called the election, really, in the normal course of things and elsewhere in the civilized world, would not have been allowed to get to the stage where he can actually call elections. He boasts that, for example, he runs things. He has run our healthcare nationally into the ground. He has run the economy into decline. He has run unemployment up to record levels. He has run the people into poverty and dependency. He has run the university medical school that was responsible for upwards of 20% of our GDP. He has run them all the way to Barbados. And this dependency, he has run the university medical school that was responsible for upwards of 20% of our GDP. He has run them all the way to Barbados. And this man who is boasting about running things, his deputy, his second in command, tells us that he has kept Dominica behind for too long in this world and last in too many things. So what you're looking at is someone who has called an election. He has not called it for the people to freely and fairly elect a government of the people by the people. For the people he's elected, he has called it because he's ready to manipulate it to keep himself in office against the will of the people. And we said to him, very simply, the power in people is greater than the people in power. And this is the election in which he will get that through his thick skull, regardless of what the circumstances are and regardless of what he tries.
Mr.
It is time to reclaim our country. It is time to rescue our country so that that long, dark night of suffering can come to an end.
Mr. Linton, will your party be releasing its manifesto very soon? And what do you think the population will be looking at in terms of what the United Workers Party would be promising?
Very soon, Calix, in the sense that we are only a few weeks away now from the date of elections. We're less than 1 month away. So sometime within the next month, we will release our 2019 manifesto, which will be all about transformation for Dominica, all about a new kind of governance for Dominica, a new way of running the affairs of state that guarantees we will become who we truly are, the nature island of the world. For that to happen, we need to pay attention to how we govern. This business of one man, for example, having an election date in his back pocket and talking about whether he has to put on his pink shoes or his gray shoes or his purple shoes, and then the date will be announced, and walking around with that threat hanging over people's heads for 5 years has to go. We cannot continue with that foolishness.
We've seen it right here in
this time. So one of the first things that we'll be doing is that we'll be establishing a fixed date for election every 5 years, number one. And number two, we will put the necessary provisions in place so that no one man can serve in the office of prime minister for more than two consecutive terms. We'll cap that to two consecutive terms. And of course, we will be focusing on rebuilding the damaged economy of Dominica, the economy that has not grown for 20 years. And we'll do that simply by paying careful attention to the engines of economic growth. Our agriculture, which is underperforming because we have not positioned it properly and we have not marketed what we can offer the world properly, and we have not taken advantage of the uniqueness of our nature island appeal in areas like organics to give the world things that the world wants, things that we need, not just for our sustenance, our nurturing here in Dominica, but things that plant substances, food, that we can help the rest of the world to take care of themselves, to feed themselves as well. And it is about getting the production right. It's about getting the marketing right so that we can have a viable place in world trade for the agricultural commodities and the agro-processed goods that we can produce in Dominica. We have not done that well, and in some cases we have not done it at all. It is time to get onto that so that we release a new range of opportunities for meaningful employment for the young people of Dominica, in areas that right now lie dormant in agriculture, the areas that lie dormant in tourism as well. We're only now talking about building hotels, and we have a few that have been financed by the Citizenship by Investment Program. But we've got it horribly wrong for 20 years about our marketing. And our commitment is to fix all that so that our offering of a nature island to the world, an island that many people will want to come to because of the natural environment, because of the quality of air they can breathe, because of the quality of water they can drink, because of the green spaces that are there to enjoy. We will have more visitors when we get the marketing of Dominica right than we have ever had in any period in Dominica before.
Right.
We have a situation where our cruise passenger arrivals to Dominica are less than $300,000, 300,000 persons this year, compared to 400,000 when Roosevelt's Kurt became the prime minister 15 years ago. So we have seen a woeful decline in a vital area of tourism interest, where instead of growing like St. Kitts has grown to 1.2 million passengers a year from 240, when we were already at 400,000 15 years ago, we have declined while other countries have grown exponentially. The decline means we have been depriving young Dominica and Dominica in general from opportunities to earn a decent living from their provision of talents and skills for the development of their country. So you have two areas there where significant job growth can be achieved. Agriculture, tourism. We have manufacturing as well.
Before you get to manufacturing, I know Dominica used to export bananas to the United Kingdom. Are you looking for a return to those days of banana exports?
We're looking for a return to the days of banana exports. Banana exports may not return to the glory days of the late 80s and 90s, where we did in the region of $100 million a year. But certainly, bananas can come back to a point where we're actually exporting. Right now, we do no exports of bananas. You know, we sat back and said that Black Sigatoka killed our industry. So to the protected, favorable market of Britain, we have sold no bananas since 2014 or thereabouts, 5 years gone. But it is the new areas in which we can get into. Medical marijuana, cannabis, for example. This government has dragged its feet for years, notwithstanding the work done at the CARICOM level on underlining the benefits of cannabis and the benefits of medicinal cannabis. We have watched that opportunity just going by while other countries in the region here close by are moving ahead.
Mr. Linton, it seems that there are some very similar parallels to what you are promising, as well as what was promised here in St. Lucia in terms of medical marijuana, a fixed date for elections, a cap on term limits for prime ministers, which was also promised by marijuana, a fixed date for elections, a cap on term limits for prime ministers, which was also promised by your sister party right here, the United Workers Party. What is going to be different with you in terms of how are you going to ensure that your electorate actually has the confidence that you are going to be delivering those things?
It is not the electorate that has the confidence, supposed to have the confidence that we will deliver. When the electorate elects us to govern, it then becomes about our integrity, our political will, and a commitment to do what is it we have said and we have committed to do for the people of Dominica. And where that is concerned, I have no concerns, because we are a party that has demonstrated in the short time we spent in government back in the 1990s that we are a party that is a party of our word, that we do what we say we are going to do. And when we spoke years ago, for example, about an international airport, in a short space of the 90s, that we are a party that is a party of our word, that we do what we say we are going to do. And when we spoke years ago, for example, about an international airport, in a short space of time, a couple of years that we were in government, we were able to put all the plans together, the environmental impact assessment studies, the feasibility studies, the engineering studies, and we had started pouring up the money for the commencement of construction of the international airport way back in 1998-99. So the government that succeeded us in 2000 inherited all these plans and inherited money and resources up to the level of about $100 million. That was set aside there for the start of construction of the international airport, did nothing, and spent 20 years in office failing to deliver an international airport to the people of Dominica and telling us now that its fourth term is over, its fourth term in government is over, that they're going to build an international airport in the next term, it will be funded by the Chinese. In the meantime, since 2017, they have been collecting $13.5 million from the sale of passports, putting it aside in a so-called airport development account, which right now is supposed to have over $400 million. For the construction of an airport, we have no work going on in any international airport. But we now have a pre-election announcement that doesn't tell us anything about this $420 million in the airport development account, but it tells us about funding from the Chinese. So we're supposed to get excited about that. We're saying great news that the Chinese are interested in funding an international airport. It will happen under the United Workers' Party when we get into government in the early part of December 2000 and from the early part of December 2019.
Two quick policy issues, Mr. Linton. In terms of the United Workers' Party, would you continue with Dominica's CBI program? Would that continue, a citizenship by investment, under a United Workers' Party government?
Well, we'll continue with citizenship by investment, but it has to be urgently reviewed. Citizenship by investment is not a creature of the Dominican Labour Party government. I must tell you this, because the way they speak, as though citizenship by investment didn't exist before them and it will stop existing after them. Citizenship by investment is a 1993 introduction by the Freedom Party government of Mary Eugenia Charles. You remember Mary Eugenia Charles?
Yes, I mentioned her earlier on, actually.
The first female
Prime Minister in the Caribbean, indeed.
It was under her government that citizenship by investment came to Dominica. In recent years, we have had an explosion of interest in the passports of these islands, having regard to difficulties that people on the other side of the world have with their passports getting them into a number of countries around the world. So the fact that our passport is easier for travel purposes around the world has made it attractive, and people from that side of the world have been buying these passports, Dominica's passports, at what others would consider to be bargain basement prices and so on. But certainly, when we talk about CBI, it has become the main source of revenue for the government. And we have seen years where the CBI revenues to Dominica has reached what's registered on the books, at least half a billion dollars. When it was budgeted in 2018-2019 that we would pick up $406 million from CBI, we only saw in the actual $226 million. It was $180 million short of the target. And we asked questions about it, because the amount of citizenships that were sold in Dominica in that year suggested that we should have made a significant amount of money more than that. From our calculation in the parliamentary opposition, it was in excess of $1.2 billion.
But it seems all across the Caribbean there are transparency issues with the CBIs or CIPs, as the case may be in St. Lucia. And it seems that it really is something that needs to be perhaps put out into some sort of independent authority that has both maybe bipartisan or multipartisan supervision.
Well, I think that's...
Would you subject yourself to that?
Your suggestion is something that merits urgent consideration, because at the level of these islands in the OECS, for example, we are issuing what is in fact a CARICOM passport from Dominica or from St. Lucia or from Grenada, but we're issuing a CARICOM passport.
Do you believe there should be a regional authority for CBI?
I think in the case of the OECS, there has to be consideration given to a central commission that manages the citizenship by investment program for all the islands, and a formula arrived at through which there can be revenue sharing. Because no country really in this part of the world has the right to decide that they're going to build competitive advantage in their program by jeopardizing the safety and security of other islands by being lax on their due diligence, or by allowing into the space, into the free market space of the OECS, characters that are less than acceptable because of their track record in the international community. And we've seen that over time. We also have a very ugly situation in Dominica, where we are the only country that is allowing escrow accounts to be operated outside of our jurisdiction for the facilitation of projects developed under the Citizenship by Investment program.
Well, actually, I think in the case of St. Lucia, we've now gone in that direction quite recently. To the protest of many, but I'm just pointing it out. In fact, St. Lucia
I'm saying it is a matter of great concern for us here in Dominica.
Right.
That the monies that are collected
are not held within Dominican accounts.
Investment program under the banner of real estate. And even in our case in Dominica, not even under the banner of real estate, under the banner of housing development for the state of Dominica, that those escrow accounts, that particular escrow account can be operated outside of the jurisdiction by people who are agents for the program, who are not Dominican originally, and who have this significant amount of money. And we're talking billions of dollars now, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars belonging to the people that have been effectively privatized by the Prime Minister into private control under the guise that the people who are holding the money and are spending the money are doing so for the public purpose of housing.
We're running a little bit over time, Mr. Linton, but just very quickly, one final question from me with respect to foreign policy. Right here now in St. Lucia, we have...
doing so for the public purpose of housing.
We're running a little bit over time, Mr. Linton, but just very quickly, one final question from me with respect to foreign policy. Right here now in St. Lucia, we have diplomatic relations with Taiwan, whereas with Dominica, you have diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China. Would a UWP government coming in be looking to switch alliances at
no.
all? Okay.
No.
So you would certainly be committed to remaining with the People's Republic of China?
Yes, we have said so. And that's not a new story. We have said so for the past 5 years.
What do you think are your chances, Mr. Linton? Heading into the election, you've got six seats going in against 15. Where do you think the...
We'll win a lot more than six seats this time around. The polling from both sides and from the center as well looks very good for us, favor us to win. We have some irregularities to defend against. We have the flood of overseas votes that the Prime Minister's team is going to be financing from the sale of Dominican passports, and we also have the flood of overseas votes that the Prime Minister's team is going to be financing from the sale of Dominican passports, and we also have from the sale of Dominican passports, and we also have a number of attempts, especially in the last day for registration of voters, a number of attempts by the Labour Party to put illegal people, people who do not qualify to be on the voters list. So we have that responsibility ahead of us to ensure that through the claims and objections procedure, then those names do not get on the register to vote in the upcoming elections. But the mood favors us. The sentiments on the ground in terms of people needing to improve their lives and needing to see a new kind of governance emerge that works for all of the people rather than pushing the people into further poverty and dependency, that's where we are. And that is where we are standing ready now to take over the governance of Dominica and to effectively free the people of Dominica into a new time of greater prosperity, progress, and happiness for the people of Dominica. We are pledged to create the best place to live, the best place to work, and the best place to enjoy life. And that's exactly why we stand. Calix, thank you very much. God bless you. I look forward to talking to you at some other point when you have some time. I'm here. I'm available.
Great.
I'm always happy to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lennox Linton, political leader of the United Workers Party in Dominica. And we're going to have to go straight to the weather very quickly. We'll be right back.
Christmas.
Yes, it's that time again. Navita Designs, now housed at Reno Construction and Industrial Products.
Straight to the weather very quickly. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's that time again. Navita Designs, now housed at Rayner Construction and Industrial Products Limited, Vite Boutte, is all stocked and ready to offer you the most unique and elegant Christmas decor for any space. Whether it's white Christmas, red and white peppermint, multicolored candy, or the more contemporary, elegant combinations, we've got it. Don't forget that small accent pieces goes a long way to give that wow effect. And what says Christmas more than the act of giving? So remember to pick up all your gift wrapping essentials and Christmas stockings to bring good cheer. At Navita Designs, we do the creative thinking for you. Visit us at our new showroom in Vite Boutte on the John Compton Highway or call us at 450-7246. Navita Designs Christmas Collection, sponsored by Rayner Construction and Industrial Products Limited. Let the magic begin.
Fritas, Fritas, come and get your Fritas, yeah. We're giving them away at Island Style, Thailand Bat.
So all your mother, what you mean Fritas?
Well, madam, for every 100 tiles you buy at our regular price at Island Style, we'll give you up to an amazing 25 tiles free.
Really?
And to be honest, yeah, we've probably gone a little mad.
Wow, that's a deal. And good timing too. So I can pretty up my house in time for Christmas. And look how nice those tiles are.
Fritas, Fritas, ceramic tiles, porcelain tiles, all tiles, no exception. Visit us at Bella Rosa, Rodney Bay, John Crompton Highway, Castries, and Latoni, View 4. Or call 452-450 or 453 Tile.
Attention, attention, attention. Introducing Palmer Automotive Batteries, a leading brand in Asia, now in St. Lucia. Palmer Automotive Batteries are now available at Battery World Plus, Rodney Bay and Massad, Shimari's Garage, Blair's Auto and other leading store outlets. Palmer batteries are of the highest quality and standard with full warranty. Palmer is powered by cutting-edge technology and the leader of the new era. Palmer brand, the best priced batteries on the market. Call us today, 453-7037, 451-2264 or 450-0390.
Caribbean Metals Limited presents Spin to Win promotion. Spend $500 or more and get a chance to spin to win instant prizes. Spend $2,500 or more and get a chance to spin and enter into the grand prize draw. We have not forgotten our account holders. Pay on your account and get the same chance to win. Promotion runs the first week every month until December. The grand prize, $5,000 cash on December 6, 2019. Like, share, and subscribe to our pages on the various social platforms for more details. Terms and conditions apply. This promotion is approved by the National Lotteries Authority. Caribbean Metals, we've got you covered. Guaranteed.
Get 5 weeks free when you buy home or contents insurance from Beacon. Our insurance is very affordable, and we've got online and mobile services for your convenience. Call us at 458-5860 or log on to beacon.co.tt for a quote today.
This is Radio Caribbean International. It's now time for the weather news.
Let's get into the weather for today, the 8th of November 2019. Our forecasters, the Sour, Venantius Descott, and Hi Cynthia Camille. The present weather at Huron Aura, partly cloudy and hazy, and at George Charles, it is partly cloudy and hazy as well. The present temperature at Huron Aura, 31 degrees Celsius or 88 degrees Fahrenheit. And last night's minimum temperature at Huron Aura was 27 degrees Celsius or 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind at Huron Aura blowing from the east at 20 miles per hour or 31 kilometers. And after a 24-hour period ended at 8 a.m., there was only 1 millimeter of rainfall recorded at Huron Aura. At George Charles, 1.2 millimeters was recorded. Total rainfall for the month of November thus far, 35.7 millimeters at Huron Aura and 21.5 millimeters at George Charles. Sun will set today, 26 minutes before 6 and rise in the morning at a minute after 6. Forecast for St. Lucia valid for the next 24 hours. The winds blowing from the east near 23 miles per hour or 37 kilometers with occasional gust. And the weather, generally fair, hazy and breezy, becoming cloudy at times with a few showers. Again, the forecast for St. Lucia valid for the next 24 hours. The winds will be blowing from the east near 23 miles per hour or 37 kilometers with occasional gust. And the weather, generally fair, hazy and breezy, becoming cloudy at times with a few showers. Marine forecast for season, a 25-mile or 40-kilometer radius from St. Lucia. We are presently experiencing high tide at the Gastries Harbor. The low tide will be at 20 minutes after 7 tonight. And for the Vier Forbier, high tide will be at 23 after 2 this afternoon. And low tide will be at 13 minutes before 9 tonight. The seas are moderate to locally rough with waves and northeasterly swells. 5 to 7 feet, the same as 1.5 to 2.1 meters in open waters. Small craft operators and sea bathers, you are advised to exercise caution due to brisk winds and rough seas. Please be guided accordingly. Fair and hazy, occasionally becoming cloudy with some scattered showers. That's the forecast for the Lesser Antilles. And the tropical weather outlook, moisture and instability associated with an approaching tropical wave is expected to begin affecting the Windward Islands from late tonight. This wave is moving westward near 17 miles per hour or 28 kilometers. And another tropical wave is located over the central tropical Atlantic. It is expected to begin affecting the Windward Islands from late tonight. This wave is moving westward near 17 miles per hour or 28 kilometers. And another tropical wave is located over the central tropical Atlantic. It is moving westward near 17 miles per hour, well, near 15 miles per hour or 24 kilometers. We are not expecting any tropical cyclone formation over the tropical Atlantic for the next 5 days, and that is good news. So, tropical weather outlook, moisture and instability associated with an approaching tropical wave is expected to bring or to begin affecting the Windward Islands from late tonight. And this wave is moving westward near 17 miles per hour. The other tropical wave is located over the central tropical Atlantic. It is moving westward at 15 miles per hour. That is the official weather report at this hour. Join us again in the morning at around 6:30. Our next official report from the Met Service is due at that time. Thank you, Venantius and Hyacinthia, for the update. Weather was made possible by Allen Style Thailand Bath, Battery World Plus, Caribbean Metals, and the Beacon Insurance.
This has been RCI's Weather News. For more information, call the Weather Hotline at 454-3452. RCI 101 number 1.
Free tires, come and get your free tires, yeah. Give it never away at Island Style, Thailand Bat.
So are you mad? What you mean free tires?
Well, madam, for every 100 tires you buy at our regular price at Island Style, come and get your free tires, yeah. Give it never away at Island Style, Thailand Bat.
What you mean free tires?
Well, madam, for every 100 tires you buy at our regular price at Island Star, we'll give you up to an amazing 25 tires free.
Really?
And to be honest, yeah, we've probably gone a little mad.
Wow, that's a deal. And good timing too. So I can pretty up my house in time for Christmas. And look how nice those tires are.
Free tires, ceramic tires, porcelain tires, all tires, no exception. Visit us at Bella Rosa, Rodney Bay, John Crompton Highway, Castries, and Latoni, View 4. Or call 452-450 or 453. Tile.
Attention, attention, attention. Introducing Palmer Automotive Batteries, a leading brand in Asia, now in St. Lucia. Palmer Automotive Batteries are now available at Battery World Plus, Rodney Bay and Massad, Shimari's Garage, Blair's Auto and other leading store outlets. Palmer Batteries are of the highest quality and standard with full warranty. Palmer is powered by cutting-edge technology and the leader of the new era. Palmer Brand, the best price batteries on the market. Call us today, 453-7037, 451-2264 or 450-0390.
Caribbean Metals Limited presents Spin to Win Promotion. Spend $500 or more and get a chance to spin to win instant prizes. Spend $2,500 or more and get a chance to spin and enter into the grand prize draw. We have not forgotten our account holders. Pay on your account and get the same chance to win. Promotion runs the first week every month until December. The grand prize, $5,000 cash on December 6, 2019. Like, share, and subscribe to our pages on the various social platforms for more details. Terms and conditions apply. This promotion is approved by the National Lotteries Authority. Caribbean Metals, we've got you covered. Guaranteed.
Get 5 weeks free when you buy home or contents insurance from Beacon. Our insurance is very affordable, and we've got online and mobile services for your convenience. Call us at 458-5860 or log on to beacon.co.tt for a quote today.
And, of course, welcome back to the lunchroom. And we are, of course, sponsored by Navita Designs, powered by Reno Construction and Industrial Products. And we just heard there from the political leader of the United Workers Party over in Dominica, Mr. Lennox Linton. And he is seeking to unseat Mr. Roosevelt Skerrett, who is looking for a fourth term as Prime Minister of Dominica. Of course, we cannot substantiate all the claims made by Mr. Linton. So, of course, those are his own opinions. But, of course, we were very appreciative of him sharing his time and being able to give us a sense as to how things are looking with the United Workers Party over in Dominica with the upcoming election in December. Now, we're nearly out of time. In fact, we're a little over time already, but just to let you know that next week we will be trying to take in a number of guests. It is Remembrance Day on Monday. It's the 11th. Dr. Gregor Williams, of course, is a very well-known historian in St. Lucia, former principal of the VN, to discuss our unsung heroes, persons of St. Lucia who went across, who fought in World War II. And so we'll be doing a special show on that, hopefully sometime next week. Also coming in next week, Dr. Keith Mondesi, a former UWP Minister for Health as well as Home Affairs. Hopefully we'll be having a conversation regarding St. Jude Hospital in particular. I believe Senator Gibeon Ferdinand is supposed to be my guest on Tuesday. And so he'll be coming in on Tuesday. I'm trying as well to get some persons who are interested in the Cabot development in terms of a civil society action, advocacy regarding their own concerns about that Cabot Links golf course. Still no environmental impact assessment done for the property, and I did see a photograph circulating last night where it showed quite a bit of clearing, very, very concerning in how that is going on over in the Kappa State area for that golf course project. And I hope to have in two guests at some point next week to discuss that. And I also believe that Mr. Sean Edward is supposed to be coming in, and he's the MP for Denry North sometime during the week as well. So we're going to have a very packed and busy week next week. So, of course, thank you very much for listening to us this week. Sorry we couldn't take your calls, but we did do a few calls earlier on in our Dish of the Day segment, so thanks for that. And thanks for listening to us here at Radio Caribbean International. I'm your host, Calix George Jr., wishing you all the best for the weekend. And, of course, don't forget West Indies versus India women's cricket on Saturday and Sunday. So please go out and support them.